I'm okay. I've ticked all the boxes. I'm okay. No. You can never know God fully in this life on earth. But one day we will know him as he knows us when we meet him face to face in the fullness of his glory. But now we see dimly. But then we will see clearly. As long as we are in this package, this physical presence here on earth, we need to spend our time getting to know him better. That means spending time in the Word. It means taking time out, away from other distractions, and spending time with our God. Get to know him. It's on that basis. You know, I had quite a tough week. I went to visit my father's parents, and I hadn't seen them for probably even a month or a bit more. And they'd really kind of deteriorated since I'd last seen them. They were pretty old. My grandfather's 94. And it's always encouraging and just beautiful to see when I walk in there. They've got carers and so on. When I walk into their room and they're holding hands, they're lying in two hospital beds next to each other, but they're holding hands and they kind of just, gotten quite frail in the last month, sort of quite rapidly. And I shared the gospel again with my grandfather. I'd shared it with him. I shared it with my grandmother and my grandfather a number of times in the past. And my grandmother, in one of her hospital visits, she sincerely accepted the Lord. And subsequent to that, she has got Alzheimer's and so on. I know her, she's in right standing. My grandfather, a proud man, I've shared with him before, and I don't think he quite liked the way that I shared the gospel previously. And I shared the gospel with him again, but this time, you know, it was the first time he actually didn't recognize me, and I don't think it's just Movember, but he didn't recognize me. And so I had to like just place myself in the family again for him and so on. So and that was the first time. So that was quite tough for me to see, you know, he's really getting old. And so I reminded him, you know, after we chatted some time that, you know, I'm here at the church and everything. And if he's got any questions about the Lord, he can ask. I'd love to chat with him. You know, just took a kind of a more gentle approach. Because I'd heard that he felt I came on quite strong in the past. So just trying to like just ease him, you know, get it to come from his side. And then he started asking me about different churches and where that all fits in. And I just saw underlying, you know, there was the thinking with him that he hasn't done enough good works to earn his place in heaven. And I could just encourage him that the Lord loves him. And that it's because of what Jesus did for us, not because any of us deserve it, but because of what he did, and only through faith in him, you know, that we can receive eternal life. And then he said, wow, you know, he was contemplating this and thinking, and then he said, wow, this is now a revelation, you know. And he said, sure, you've shared it with me so nicely, much nicer than Tien's used to share it with you. So, so I'm like, yeah. Okay, so I thought I'll just let that go, you know. And I think my parents spoke to him, you know, a few days ago, and then he told them about this guy that came to share the gospel with them. And now it was much better than what Tien shared it with him, but. So that's cool, you know. So I know that, you know, the seeds have fallen on fertile ground. So that's really exciting for me. So I really experienced a shift there with him, and it's like he understood something. He was just caught in that works, that performance-based thing that we often, even as spirit-filled believers, fall into that trap sometimes and think, yo, well, if I only did something a bit better or differently, God would be more pleased with me, you know. We cannot change the way that God feels about us. He loves us. He loved us while we were still sinners. And it's only because of what he did at the cross that we are redeemed. Okay, and then just the third question there. Is he my king? Okay, Joshua 24, verse 15. And Joshua asked the Israelites, "But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve." There is a choice to make. There's many different entities that we can serve in the world today. But who are we serving this morning? Who are we serving right now in our lives? Who is it that we are serving? Is it him? Is it him? You know, sometimes we're serving mammon. We're chasing money. Money is the main thing for us. Very easy in the world today. Sometimes the most important in our life is our spouse or our children. Sometimes it's ourselves. We're just serving ourselves. And so, you know, there's some critical questions you can ask around that and some indicators that can help you determine who you are serving as well. If you look at how you appropriate your time and your energy and your finances, you know, what gets you fired up, what gets you passionate, we need to ask ourselves these questions. Is it Bob Dylan that said you can only serve the Lord or the devil, one of the two? And the fact of the matter is, when we're talking about God's kingdom, everything outside of God's kingdom falls under the devil's kingdom. Now, we can call it by different names, but ultimately it leads to that way. Are we serving him today? And I said it was a tough week on Monday. So I visited my grandfather and my grandmother on Tuesday. On Monday, I got the call that one of our church members in Tableview had passed away. And it was a sudden thing. He wasn't well. He had been involved in an accident just over a year and a half ago. And he had some brain damage and so on. But he was quite strong and doing quite well, and he had a family. His family was looking after him, and he just suddenly deteriorated, and you know, within a week he had passed away. And that was very sad for me. He was from when he put foot in the church in Tableview. We planted that church about 5 years ago, and he was one of the first new members at that church. And he was there faithfully every Sunday, helping with the setup. Every Sunday, you could count on him. And you know, later we gave him some, you know, we'd pay him for that as well, because for a long time he didn't have another job and so on. But he was serving before, you know, we offered him any money for that or whatever. He was just there wherever he could help, you know. That thing was in his heart. He's here to serve the Lord. That's what I did. And, you know, I'd spent a lot of time with him. He had kind of had a squint eye, and it was a number of operations and so on that I went with him to Grote Skier. And then he would always have this favorite song that then he'd want to, you know, this gospel song. And he'd say, "No, Tiens, play that song again." You know, and he'll sing with all his heart, you know, "Blessed be your name" and so on. And that's... He just lived to serve the Lord, you know, and I'm challenged by that. You know, he leaves a legacy, he leaves a testimony, someone that loved to serve the Lord. You know, the Lord was the object of his affection. And yeah, that's just something that strengthened me in my faith. You know, I'm reminded of Brighton's faith, and I want to serve the Lord more like he'd served the Lord every day. You know, so is he your king? And then finally, the answer to the scripture I've got for us for this question. Okay, John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Okay. Is he my king? That is, it can be summed up through this verse as well. A couple of verses that you can use to summarize what steps someone must take to make Jesus your king. And there it tells us that whosoever puts their faith in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Okay, so I want to substitute some of those words there, if you excuse me. So let's read that together again. For God so loved me that he gave his one and only Son, that if I believe in him, I shall not perish, but have eternal life. You see, because that verse, where it says God so loved the world, we all know that includes you and me today. That whosoever, that includes you and me as well, believes in him, shall not perish, but have eternal life. Now I just want to invite us this morning to put on the next slide and just read that silently. And then I'm going to invite you to pray it out loud if you want to this morning. If you feel the Lord impressing that on your heart. Where we just take that truth in that verse and we make it our own and we declare that over our lives. And we say, Lord, but from this day, I choose you to be my king. Maybe I haven't chosen you to be my king before. Maybe I have, but I'm sitting on the throne of my life once more. This morning, I declare I'm getting off that throne. And I invite you to take up your rightful place in my life. Come and be my king. From this day on, help me, Lord, to live by this declaration. It doesn't mean that from this prayer we've got a sword hanging over our heads and we have to live perfect every moment of every day, because that's impossible and the Lord knows it. We're not taking some vow of perfection yet, but we are declaring that we crown Jesus as the King of our lives. We say that, Lord, in my weak moments, please help me. Help me to remember that you are my king. If I find myself creeping back onto that throne, help me to get off. Because I don't want to take your glory, Lord. We all need help. None of us have arrived. None of us are perfect. We all need God's help to make it through this life alive. So if you want to pray that with me, then pray it like you mean it. And bless you. Okay, let's pray for those who want to pray with. For God so loved me that he gave his one and only Son. I do believe in him. I shall not perish. I have eternal life. Can anyone say amen?
Amen.
Amen. Just want to close for us in prayer. God bless you. And then I want to invite you forward. If you have any prayer needs this morning, we'd love to pray with you. And specifically, if you've got any prayer needs around what we shared this morning, anything the Lord has specifically laid on your heart today, he wants to do business with you. And we'd love to pray in agreement with you around that. And especially if you've committed your life to Jesus now in praying that, if you've done that, please come and let us know that we can walk the road together, that we can help you in your walk. If you may be from out of town and you're just visiting here and you're not going to be in Franschhoek again, then please do tell someone in your church on that side, or find a Bible-believing church where you're at and tell someone that you've made a commitment to Jesus. And ask one of the leaders there to walk a road with you. Okay? We cannot do this walk on our own. The Lord, He has saved all of us to be His children. We're one big family, and He wants us together. We help each other. Okay, so bless you. So please, please do come forward if you have any prayer. Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you that we are safe in your presence. Thank you, Lord, that you are our all-powerful, almighty King. And Lord, since we are with you, Lord, we don't have to be afraid of anything, not even death. Thank you, Lord, that you've also saved us and rid us of any guilt in this life. Lord, we don't have to feel guilty about the past. Lord, if we just repent to you, Lord, and make that decision to turn from our wicked ways and follow you, thank you, Lord, that we've got complete freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we bless you this morning, Lord, for new life. The old things have passed away. You have made everything new. We want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you, God. Lord, I just want to bless each one here under the sound of my voice. And I want to thank you, Lord. Especially, Lord, for those that have made a commitment to following you this morning. Or to renewing that commitment, Lord. I ask, Lord, that you will just take them by the hand. If they find themselves, Lord, in a pit, as we so often are when we're not with you, when we're not following you, I pray, Lord, that you will lift them up. You say in your word, Lord, that those that honor you, you will honor. I ask, Lord, that you'll bless each one here, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.